HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today, I have a young entrepreneur who has taken it upon himself, along with his fellow co-founders, to solve the pollution problem that this world faces. Prateek Sharma, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Prateek is the co-founder of NanoClean Global Private Limited, and their brand is called MesoFilter. He's from IIT Delhi, and in 2017, he won the Startup National Award from the President of India. You have a co-founder, and you also have other people who have worked in you. My question to you is that some people tell me that it is good to have co-founders. Some people say an entrepreneur should go solo. What are your thoughts?
So I would say if you want to go fast, then only go solo. But if you want to last longer, then always have a team backing with you. Another thing here is, I don't see myself as a creator of NasoFilters. Many people out there see that, okay, he has created NasoFilters, but I have not created NasoFilters. I have just ideated NasoFilters, and the team behind me, including me, has created NasoFilters. It was not me. So
that's very well said. So my next question is that, based on your own learnings, your own experience, and I'm sure you've got lots of friends in the startup world, what are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startups make?
Oh, I did my biggest mistakes in 2017. So my biggest mistakes was, I got the idea, we got the tech device for NasoFilters, but we missed the very important aspect of market research. I, along with my co-founder Tushar, we both were in Korea during those days in the summers. And when I came back, we were very ready that now is the time to launch NasoFilters into the Indian market. Diwali is coming in another couple of months. I just happened to call few of the students of IIT Delhi, and we hold a 20-25 people close room meeting there. I offered them the first prototype which we are going to launch into the market. All these people, they liked the product. They thanked me that you have done a tremendous job. And after three and a half years of R&D behind me, I thought that yes, I have done something significant. Then entered a girl, which is quite rare in an IIT scenario, but yes, she entered. And she just laughed on all these boys who were using NasoFilters. And she said, this is looking like something is coming out of your nose. And hence, it is not aesthetically appealing. And all these boys, they just removed NasoFilters, said sorry to me, that Prateek, we won't be able to use it. This was like, I was shattering for me. We again went back, did our research again, because changing the color of nanofibers in our kind of tech is again a different tech. So it took us another 6 to 7 months to redo all the things, and we finally came up with this variant of NasoFilters, which is also aesthetically appealing. So always have market research with you. We all feel that idea, we got the best idea, let us now execute it. But before moving ahead, always do a thorough market research.
You started a few years ago, and now you are available everywhere. And yet a big challenge a lot of startups face is scaling up. What are your thoughts on when should a startup entrepreneur start to scale up?
I think here in this one, we should first focus on a limited geography. And we should test our model into a limited geography. It is always advised for entrepreneurs to start small, validate your model, and then go big. And that should be the same thing which I think answers this question of yours.
Very nice. So one more question for you on startups. You know, you were a group of young IIT Delhi people who built a very fascinating company. How did you fund it?
I think we are vastly supported by Government of India. I thank Government of India for supporting all the research which we do in nanofibers. In fact, a very recent grant of MHRD is, again, we are using to scale up our production capacity. We are building up our electro-spinning machine out of this grant. So first and foremost thing, government has supported us in an immense way. These schemes of Startup India, the tax exemption benefit which we have under our startup, these are all quite helpful, and the patents. So we filed multiple patents in 108 countries so far, and the cost of filing patents, we got subsidies from the governments for our trademarks. So this was one aspect. And then we entered into equity funding, where angel investment and two rounds of investment has already happened, and we are about to close that next round.
Fantastic. There'll be a lot of young entrepreneurs. You're also very young, but a lot of people who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs will be listening to us. For a young individual who wants to start their journey as an entrepreneur, what would your advice be to them?
Start as early as possible. I started this journey like when I was in my first year. A very incident, if I recall, was one of my seniors, he invited me in his room. And as a first year, right, I entered into my senior's room and he said that tomorrow is some examination of IITJ and you need to prepare answer key for a coaching institute or a non-coaching institute in Delhi. A very basic question from that age was, what will I get? So he said, you'll get good food to eat, which was actually a very, very good thing for somebody like me who has always spent his life in eating mess, where in a dal, pani zada aur dal kam hota hai. So all these things were there. But the idea was to grab the opportunity, not to wait to think and think again. And at the early age, I think the best thing is to grab the opportunity, whatever is the remuneration, whatever is the thing. If you'll not get anything, you'll get learning for sure. So my advice for young entrepreneurs is start as early as possible. We usually spend most of our time in ideation. But ideation, I would say, is nothing. Ideation to execution and execution to successful completion is the journey which we all want.
Prateek, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. And I wish Nezo Builder lots of success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.